Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, there's a long one. If you don't like to type, here's the short one, jbsba.com. All three of those will get you to the little bit of small business heaven. You can read articles, hundreds of those, some of them, many of them written by me, others by the Brain Trust members, and you can listen to over 2,000, we're probably pushing 3,000 archives now, of shows that we've done in the past that you can go and listen to your little heart's content. And if you just can't get enough of my voice, it's, you know, I'm on every one of them, so you can check that out. But our Brain Trust, you can find them there. You can link to them, to their websites. You can email them. It's just an incredible resource. And we thank you for using it. And you're welcome for making it available. And also, don't forget to thank our good sponsors for helping us to make that available. Greg Walters is our guest. Gregory M. Walters is the Director of Small Business Affairs at the U.S. Trade Representative's Office. He's our good friend. And Greg, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's good to be on again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Now, what is – a lot of people don't know we have one of those, do they?
No. It's the – as George Will called it, my boss, Ambassador Robert Zoellick, is the most important cabinet member that no one knows.
Right. That's a good way to say it. Why don't we know more about Ambassador Zoellick?
Well, we're a very, very small office. We're less than 200 people, and for the federal government, we get overtaken quite easily by some of our larger sister agencies.
Right.
And a lot of what we do happens overseas, so a lot of people in the United States don't get to hear about our accomplishments.
What is the difference between what you do and some of the things the U.S. Department of Commerce does?
Well, the U.S. Trade Representative's Office is tasked as the senior advisor and negotiator for U.S. trade policy. So we're the office that develops the trade policy. Commerce, we work extensively with the Department of Commerce, but my boss is the one who reports directly to the president and is responsible for the trade policy negotiations.
So you create the trade agreements that the Commerce Department then gets all the credit for making happen, right? Is that basically what happens, Greg?
Well, we like to think everyone shares in the credit. We couldn't do it alone. We work with about 19 agencies.
Come on, Greg. I'm trying to get a little controversy going here. You're not working with me.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, you guys have been busy little beavers. By the way, I had a wonderful time a year ago last March coming up there to Washington and moderating a panel with the folks at the Southern African Commercial Union. That was a great time. I was so excited to see the lights come on in those folks' eyes when they talked about creating entrepreneurs in Southern Africa and the five nations of Southern Africa. And that's really happening all over the world now, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Small business is really on the cutting edge of trade policy negotiations. As a matter of fact, most of the countries we're negotiating with now request that we have some kind of small business component to make sure that our small businesses and theirs have equal opportunity and say in what goes on. You know, most of us don't think about it, but as important as small business is as an engine of economic growth in the United States, a lot of countries, smaller countries especially, small businesses are their predominant engine of economic growth.
Absolutely.
They don't have large corporations or multinationals.
Well, and not only that, but the force that's going to get those countries out of the economic doldrums that they're in is going to be small business.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so you guys are negotiating a lot of trade agreements. Tell us about some of those you're working on right now. Well, actually, before you tell us about the ones you're working on, tell us about the successes that you've already had.
Well, when the Bush administration came into office, we had basically two free trade agreements. one being NAFTA with Canada and Mexico,
right.
And a third with Israel. What we have achieved in a very short period of time is we've completed a negotiation with Jordan, which was actually started under the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
We have completed and passed through the Congress free trade agreements with Morocco, Australia, Singapore, and Chile, and have completed and are working with the Congress to schedule a time to have a vote on the Dominican Republic CAFTA, which includes El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that we've completed. We're also in the process of negotiating, and just let me go through the little laundry list because I want to talk about Chile a little bit. The Southern African Customs Union, which you talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
Panama, the Andean countries, which are Peru, Ecuador, and Colombia, which have expressed a great deal of interest in small and medium-sized enterprises, and Thailand, and Bahrain. As a matter of fact, one of our proudest achievements is Chile, because we have some data on Chile that shows that in the first 3 months, U.S. exports to Chile have increased over 24% of this
exports,
year.
Exports to Chile, not imports from.
That's correct.
That's business created in America headed toward another country.
That's right. U.S. companies, we had noticed a decrease in business to Chile as a result of them signing free trade agreements with such economic powerhouses as the European Union. And what we've been able to do is, through our free trade agreement, put U.S. businesses on a level playing field to actually have access to that marketplace.
That's what the trade agreements do, doesn't it? Don't they? They level the playing field from the standpoint of eliminating barriers to trade like tariffs and things like that.
Oh, that's exactly what they do. In our global negotiations in the WTO, we were recently able to work out a framework for forwarding our development agenda, which includes such important things to small businesses, elimination of tariffs, and more importantly, trade facilitation, which is clarification and improvement of customs procedures, ensuring transparency and efficiency of how goods cross borders,
mm-hmm.
really getting rid of a lot of the red tape that in countries in the WTO can cost U.S. businesses up to 5 to 15%.
It's not just about tariffs. It's about getting it off the boat onto the shelves, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah. And another thing that Greg just mentioned about goods crossing borders, remember what Frederick Bastiat said, the great comedian and economist from France in the 19th century? He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. That's one of the things I like about what Greg Walters and Ambassador Zellick are doing right now around the world. It's good news, folks. It's a peace dividend, these trade agreements. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Gregory Walters, Director of Small Business Affairs at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, and he actually also is at the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs and Public Liaison at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative's office. And Greg, give us the website, please, so folks can go there and find out what you guys are up to.
It's www.ustr.gov. And we just recently redid our website, which we now have a small business page, which I'm very proud of.
Well, I'm proud of you for having everybody should have a small business page, I think, don't you?
Absolutely.
And those of you who don't have small business pages, you need to get one. Okay. Now, why are trade agreements a good thing for small business?
They're a good thing for small business because they create a clear framework by which a small business can operate and participate in the global marketplace. Without trade agreements, the rules aren't known. You can run into all kinds of problems, whether it be customs or just any number of problems.
Well, tariffs. Let's don't forget tariffs.
Yeah, well, tariffs, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, there's also such things that affect them as, you know, getting clearance of critical shipments through, or having to deal with unscrupulous customs agents who want a little bit of money on the side to help your product get through.
Right.
And these free trade agreements get rid of those factors so that a small business can know the cost of doing business.
Right. Well, think about this, Greg. If you're a small business in Orlando, which is closer, Puerto Rico or California?
Puerto Rico is much closer.
Exactly. So with a trade agreement, with Puerto Rico or San Salvador, El Salvador, or any of those places like you were just mentioning earlier, doesn't a trade agreement makes them like just like another state almost, doesn't it?
No, that's exactly what it
does. We don't have to go through. We don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to send something to California or to Washington or to Hawaii or to Alaska from Orlando or from Atlanta. And so, with a trade agreement, it makes those other countries. It's like adding new states to the nation, isn't it?
Essentially, in a commercial way, yes.
Yeah. And so, in terms of opportunity for a small business, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it very much does. If you look at the statistics, the largest growth over the past 10 years in trade from small businesses has been with NAFTA and Canada, with Canada and Mexico, our two NAFTA trading partners.
This is going to blow you away, Greg, I think. And it blew me away. And my audience has heard me talk about this before. In fact, because I've actually interviewed the people who did this on the show. Guess what a little company from Tennessee sent to Mexico to sell on Mexican grocery shelves? Salsa.
I have no idea.
Salsa.
I believe
that. A little Tennessee bottling company made up of salsa. Imagine that, salsa going from Tennessee to Mexico. That just blew me away. I mean, you know, that's like sending grits to Georgia or something from Mexico. anything can happen. If Tennessee can send salsa to Mexico, anything can happen.
Well, if you're a U.S. small business and you have a good product, you can sell it anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. So now tell us about some of the things you're working on that we could help you with.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we've been very, very focused on for small and medium-sized enterprises is the U.S.-Andean Free Trade Agreement, which, again, is with Peru, Ecuador, right, and Colombia. Mm-hmm. And the next round of those negotiations, they're still in the very early stages, will be the week of September 13th in Puerto Rico, in Fajardo, Puerto Rico. And we are going to be having a small business day on September 13th, which will be a private sector event. It will be running in tandem with the negotiations. And we're focusing on four areas of particular interest to all four countries, which would be mining and construction, textiles and apparel, agribusiness, and software and technology.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a full day's program, which will include some panel discussions and some business opportunities, some opportunities to meet with people in the Andean region, some small businesses in the Andean region who are either interested in importing or exporting. It's a two-way trade event.
Right.
And if any of your listeners are interested, I would like to give them my email address. They can email me and I can send them information.
All right, go ahead.
And that email address is gwalters@ustr.eop.gov.
.eop.gov. Okay. And now, can they find any of this on your website?
That actually is not posted yet. We've just been able to nail down the agenda as of last night at about 7:30, so it should be up real shortly.
Okay, and that's ustr.gov. And folks, if you miss any of that and you want me to help you with it, I'll follow through with you. So send me an email and you know how to do that. I'm on the, go to my website and send me an email from there. Greg, thank you for reminding us of the hard work that you guys are doing to help America trade with the rest of the world. Trade is a good thing, isn't it? And you guys are helping us with doing that, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for your time this morning.
Greg Walters, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Trade Representative's Office. He's in charge of the small business affairs over there. Quick break. I'll be right back with Rebecca Bainick and Mike Menzies. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
She's got it. Yeah, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.